But I'd like us to move on to step two, which is the second section, because here is where we start the visioning work. It was just a quick introduction to the mindset piece. And this is where we'll begin on the visioning process. What you'll end up creating is a flower diagram. And I gave you an example of mine on page 11 of the workbook, and there's another one on page 12 that's somebody else's. There are two parts, two dimensions that we're visioning. One is the essence and one is the form. Step two focuses on the essence. So we're not talking about the form yet. We're not talking about it's in the desert or it's in the woods. We're not talking about you're in the mountains or you're on the beach. We're not talking about that yet. We're talking about the essence of the why, the vision and purpose. And this is really, really key. If you know your big why, that also strengthens your mindset, but it also strengthens your ability to envision the form dimension of it. So right now, what we're creating is the center of the flower, which is the why. So your homework in the next couple of days is to complete step two, which includes the worksheet for step two, which is at the back here. I have all the worksheets, and it's on page 23. So what function will your dream property play in your life, in your community, or in the world? What kinds of activities do you see happening there? And I have a little tip in the main part of the workbook that says, get specific. If you say conference center or meeting place, see if you can identify what kinds of events or meetings. Would you host weddings? Can you be more specific about the who, like weddings for people in the biker community, or networking events for political activists, or simply a space for hire? So brainstorm all the different answers to the question why. And what would you do there? Be as specific as you can. Do not try to make this perfect.